We're at the 2021 State Fair of Oklahoma Dairy Max Cow to Cone Ice Cream Contest. That's a mouthful, but we've had a mouthful today. I was one of the judges, and along with me also judging Amanda Ford. Amanda is with Dairy Max. Amanda, tell me maybe first of all your thoughts about this contest.
Okay, well, it was fun. I love homemade ice cream. It's a great summer treat on days like this when it's hot, 90 plus degrees outside. So it was fun. I love doing it. I liked getting to try all the ice cream, and I think it's just a fun, special treat. So it was a good time.
A lot of interesting ingredients in the mixes, right?
Okay, there was. So I think the two that stand out were the peach bourbon and then the margarita. So, yeah, there were a few that really stood out today. But I think, yeah, there were some fun ones, too. Traditional ones like vanilla, no milk cream pie, and things like that. It just hit me. We didn't even have, like, just a chocolate. There wasn't even, like, a chocolate or a banana. So, yeah, interesting ingredients today.
Yeah, we always seem like we, on this contest, we always have at least one banana. But sometimes we do miss chocolate. For some reason, it just never makes the contest.
Yeah. We didn't today. That's interesting.
So tell me, tell me about your work with Dairy Max.
Yeah, so I'm a registered dietitian. So I work with Dairy Max on our health and wellness and school marketing teams. So for our health and wellness team, I work with other healthcare professionals like doctors, dietitians, nurse practitioners, nurses, just making sure that they understand, you know, that how hardworking all our dairy farmers are, that they're out every day producing a nutritious product that is affordable, 25 cents a glass, 13 essential nutrients. So just making sure that they're aware that this is just a nutritious product that they should be recommending to their clients, and it can be part of a safe and healthy and sustainable diet. And then I also work on the school marketing team, and we work with schools across Oklahoma promoting school meals and helping them increase their the number of kids that are eating lunch and breakfast at school every day.
Of course, one of the successful parts of the Dairy Max initiative and the dairy industry's initiative is the Fuel Up to Play 60.
Yeah, so Fuel Up to Play 60 is a great program. It is our partnership with the NFL. So in Oklahoma, we get to work with the Dallas Cowboys, and it is PE teachers can sign up at any school level, elementary, high school, and it's just a fun partnership that we get to do with them promoting. NFL promotes Play 60 Minutes a Day, and then through Dairy Max and National Dairy Council, we're the fuel up part, so eating healthy to make sure that you're fueled up to get in your 60 minutes of physical activity.
You mentioned the fact, obviously, your Dairy Max is actually made up of dairy producers. You're working for dairy producers. Are you able to actually share their story as you go, you know, and talk about nutrition as well?
Yeah, so sharing dairy farmer stories is one of my absolute favorite parts of my job. I'm so passionate about the farmers and that, especially dairy farmers, but all farmers in Oklahoma, that they work so hard to put a nutritious and healthy food on our table every day. And so, yeah, it is something so, you know, there's a big disconnect between consumers and the farm, because not everyone's grandparents grew up farming like it used to be, or your mom and dad grew up on a farm. And so I get to be kind of that mouthpiece for farmers with consumers and other healthcare professionals. And yeah, we are telling their story weekly, daily sometimes. So it is just a huge honor and a passion for me that I get to do that for farmers.